AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump said he'll call up a surge of federal agents into San Francisco after speaking to the city's mayor. Mayor Daniel Lurie says he welcomes the continued partnership with the federal government to get drugs off the street.
But having the military and militarized immigration enforcement in our city will hinder our recovery.
Demonstrators in San Francisco protested federal immigration raids yesterday. And AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports Trump says his administration will brief lawmakers about deadly strikes on alleged drug smuggling boats in South America.
The strikes have killed at least three dozen people. Lawmakers from both parties are concerned about the president ordering military action without providing many details or getting Congress's approval. He says the administration will definitely provide a briefing.
What are they going to do? Say, gee, we don't want to stop drugs pouring in?
And he does not think he needs a formal declaration of war from Capitol Hill.
I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay, we're going to kill them. You know, they're going to be like dead.
The president insists the administration has the same legal authority the George W. Bush White House used for the War on Terror. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More than 30 people were arrested in a takedown of two sprawling gambling operations. Among them, NBA Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. Attorneys for both men deny the allegations. And Target says it's eliminating about 1,800 corporate positions. The entire White House East Wing has been demolished as President Trump moves forward with construction of a ballroom. And world shares were mixed after the White House confirmed plans for Trump to meet with Chinese leader Xi Jinping next week. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. One of soccer's greatest players of all time has re-signed with the top U.S. league. Correspondent Gavin Coolball has more.
Lionel Messi is staying put in the United States after agreeing to a new contract with Inter Miami. The 38-year-old Messi was the league's MVP last season and is favored to win again this year. He had a hat trick and a 5-2 win over Nashville last Saturday to secure the MLS Golden Boot with 29 goals for coach Javier Mascherano's side.
He's the player, the best player that have played this sport. He continue showing that.
Inter Miami says it was a three-year deal through 2028. The deal was announced Thursday, one day before Inter Miami's playoff opening rematch against Nashville. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.